woke him up, I think. He's Blues assistant coach Danny Badiris. Morning, Danny.
Hey, Rich. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good. How are you? Up bright and early.
Yeah. Training day today. So, the two-hour time difference is a little bit getting used to. Everyone thinks it's only 2 hours, but it's only 6:30 over here, but we're getting ready for a big day's preparation.
Yes, big weekend coming up. Anyway, good luck for Sunday. Look, yeah, talking to Mark Carroll yesterday, he said he can't have a team without Jake Trbojevic in. Well, he is in, but he's playing out of position. What was the thinking there?
No, he's played a lot of front row for the Blues, Jakey. When he's with us, he's someone that leads line speed, and yeah, you're right, he loves playing for his state, just literally loves playing for his state. He's so passionate about it. It was probably disappointing, was in the first one, I'm sure, for a lot of people, but he's in for the second one, and this is a do or die game, and Jakey's that sort of person you'd love to go in there any sort of battle with, and look forward to seeing him out there on Sunday night.
Okay, before we get to a little bit more about Sunday night's game, a couple of great games last night, the junior state of origin clashes between, they were the under-19s, both women's and men. The Blues won both of them, hopefully a good omen. A lot of people say we see the best rugby at the junior levels. Would you agree with that, the more open rugby?
It's good to have those teams playing, and definitely I've been in pathways at New South Wales for a number of years. There's some great talent coming through. It doesn't say they're going to go through and play for their state. At this stage, they're really good players at the moment. Some players out there develop later, but there's some really good players in that 19s team, and love watching the girls. I thought the girls were fantastic, and how athletic that were, and that try that was scored, pretty much a 95-minute try. That was amazing. Yeah. So, yeah, some really good kids and a lot of good talent on display. It was great to see a couple for the Knights in the 19s women's, and probably four we had in the men's.
Well, and look, a number of them haven't played yet for our NRLW team, and I'm being local here and talking about the Knights, but I think we've got seven from the Knights NRLW team that'll be playing tonight in the women's senior state of origin clash, which is not a bad representation.
Super exciting. Yeah, there's been some really big, it's been a recruitment drive, that's for sure. There's been some talent bought, but we look at Millie Bowle and Tamika Upton, the two that the Knights have bought there. They're two of the really, really good players, if not the one of the best forwards, and definitely the best player at the back. And it's Tamika will play for the Queensland team tonight.
So. And look, are you surprised at how quickly the women's game has expanded and grown?
Well, look, it's gone ahead and seeded. It's accelerated so quickly from the point of view of, I guess, the coaching's improved, and the girls and the women just love listening and love learning, and I think that's a big part for them, and I think being professional has really helped them, and I'm not surprised in a way, but at the same time I'm a little bit with just how quickly it's come accelerated.
Yeah, it certainly has. Okay, and that game tonight being played down in Canberra, I believe, for the first time. A little bit warmer. Well, is it warmer over there in Perth at the moment?
It's like Newcastle, I think. It just feels like that. You've got to have all bases covered, and a bit of rain, a bit of sun. But once the sun comes up around the middle of the day, it's nice and warm.
Yeah. A lot of changes to the team. And I know, talking to Brett Camorley just after game one, he said, well, I said, would you make any changes? And he said, no, I wouldn't make any changes at all. The team only just got beaten, but a lot of changes. So what was the thinking there, Danny, before you sat down and made the team up for game two on Sunday?
Yeah, we had a forced one with Zach Whiten, who's got COVID. Freddie thought about the centre position on the other side with Steve Crichton. It's a combination. He likes the way he defends there. And then we just had a squad players that were changed just on the back. That's what you sort of do in this situation, is bring guys in that can have a feel for it and experience the environment, like Jacob Safidi for game one. You know, Victor Radley comes back. He hasn't played for 6 weeks. So those guys bring a lot to the training field, and you need to get the best preparation possible for when you're over, and you have to have all the bases covered in case something does happen with COVID. So you've got to have all players that can play multiple sports.
All right, Payne Haas reports his right shoulder's giving him curry, and he'll have to need pain-killing injections. Is he a definite starter for Sunday night?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, Payne's someone that can play through a lot of pain, and a lot of players do. A lot of players mask injuries from the point of view of what they have to go through to get ready to play on the footy field. They just don't put their footy boots on. There's a lot of things that go on to get them prepped up and ready to play, so Payne will be fine.
Okay, Matt Burton and Sharks Gun Talakai getting their debuts for New South Wales on Sunday night. Special attention, is it made for the debutants and everybody gives them, you know, that little bit of extra assistance and mentoring?
Yeah, absolutely. They're players that you look at the way Matt's played, and he's loved his progression from that junior rep played in the 19s or was 18s a couple of years ago for New South Wales, and then he's gone through and just keep on progressing, working really hard, and then won a grand final and gets a chance to play for his state, and who knows what will happen at the end of the year with him with a World Cup or something like that, because he's progressed really well. And then Sifa will come off the bench, and those guys are made for Origin, and can't wait to see him out there.
Okay. And with so many Penrith players in the team, I think it's up to eight, isn't it? Eight Penrith players in the Blues?
Yeah, there's a fair few. There's some really good players there, some good combinations.
Because there's so many of them, do they influence training and the way it happens? I mean, they're pretty well the whole team.
I wouldn't say the whole team. There's some guys there that have played together before. Matt Burton, like you said, used to play at Penrith. He'd come in, but they've got a great understanding of how the game should be played. You look at the way they play NRL, but NRL is different to Origin, as you've all seen and everyone's seen from game one. So it's a very desperate game for us on Sunday night.
Okay, former Blues skipper and Knights legend Danny Badiris, who's these days the Blues assistant coach, to Freddie. You've never been labelled a grub. Liam Martin's been labelled a grub by Queensland after, well, that's what they describe his tactics as in game one. Apparently he loves the grub nickname. Just thinking back, who do you reckon was the biggest grub you played against, Danny?
This is pretty funny. I think it's going to be the highlight of the week. So it's the Summits media going about their work in a way, but exactly, have a bit of fun with Marto. In the day, we had Crocs loved it. Mick Crocs, I love Crocs. I wouldn't call him a grub, but he loves stirred up the pot. Even Mark and Millie used to go at it. Queensland were always together. They always went hard as a group, and that's a part of it. It's all part of the theatre and the circus of it all. It's good fun.
Yeah, and you're feeling confident.
We've played really well. Been ever since Monday. We've adjusted a few things, as you've seen with the playing squad, but we've also adjusted a few things how we want to play, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, Munster seemed to have a free hand in game one and they kept Cleary quiet. You're obviously hoping to reverse that on Sunday night.
Well, they're on the front foot the whole game, and we were very comfortable until that try that Tango guy scored down there right out left. We were very, pretty comfortable where we were defending, but that was just a little bit of a disappointment. We had to get over pretty quickly, and then we sort of just lost a little bit of line speed on the back of a few things that part of the game.
Okay, so where do you think the Blues can and will win Sunday night State of Origin 2, Danny?
Our bench will need to keep on progressing really well there. Damien Cook and Alfie Coruscant, looking forward to seeing that going in sync and having a good combination there. Our bench, there's the last game one, Carrigan and Lindsay Collins come off from really direct, and that's something we can do for sure. Our kicking game needs to get Nathan on the front foot so he can kick better.
Okay, given that everybody's pretty fit because they've been playing all season, and you've got the best of the best, admittedly a few debutants as well, is it a heavy, do you have heavy training sessions in these last couple of days?
No, because it's a week's preparation. Usually you have 10, so you miss a couple of little parts of your camps that you have. I really like the 7 days because you can really make everything really intense every session, and they're obviously a little bit further into the week. But today's a really important day. 2 days out from a game, you go pretty hard, but taper off pretty quick. So it'll be nice and short and sharp, and get quick captain's run tomorrow and then play Sunday night.
All right, mate. Thanks for your time this morning and good luck on Sunday night.
Good on you, Rich. No problem.
I've got a Danny Badiris, former Blues skipper, of course, Knights legend and Blues assistant coach to Brad Fittler.